This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe if you haven't eaten yet, and you can sit ringside and watch the show if you'd like. And we have a great show today. It's, of course, our weekly comedy cold cuts. I can't wait to see what Mike has in store for us today.
Yeah, you won't like it.
Oh, I think I remember now. Something about Eat All You Want Day or something.
Yeah, we're celebrating the food holiday of Eat Whatever You Want Day, which is kind of like last week's, which was Don't Go on a Diet Day.
Right.
So
Thank you, Mike.
Same thing.
But I've been, it doesn't bother me. I've been like totally, you know, in my groove. I'm already over 8,000 steps today.
Whoa!
I am. And I went for my walk this morning and yes, I went two times around Doors Pond today.
Ah, very nice.
Yes.
Lovely,
yes.
Lovely place to walk. And did Molly, how many steps did Molly, your doggie, put in?
Well, Molly, you know, when we started and it was a little cool this morning, not like the other morning when we went, it was warmer. So it was a little cooler. And, you know, she was like lagging behind, which isn't like her. She's usually ahead of me or, you know, beside me. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, what? I didn't get it. I thought maybe it was probably a little too cool for her because, you know, she is teeny.
Yeah, but she's just a fuzzy little thing.
She is.
Yeah.
But so I went to go pick her up, and I can tell when she wants to be picked up. And she, sure enough, she turned around her little, you know, stance that she does for me to pick her up. And then I walked with her that way for a little bit. And
so you added 4 pounds to your walking.
5 pounds.
Five. Oh, sorry, Molly. You porker.
5 pounds, 2 ounces. But so we did the first walk, and I'm timing myself because I'm trying to, you know, get good timing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first round around first mile,
first lap.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, first
mm-hmm.
lap. There you go. Was 20 minutes and 2 seconds or 5 seconds or something like that.
3 minute mile, not bad.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know what, Molly, you're going in the car. I want to do this myself because she was lagging at first. And then I stopped and talked to somebody, Ann Dalton, I saw from the Spa Within, you know, chatted. And I'm standing there. I'm like, okay, yeah, bye, see ya.
Yeah.
I want to get my time. So the second lap, I had no distractions, no Molly, and I did it in 17:50.
Okay, 52. That's good.
So I beat it. I beat my first one. So we'll see what I do.
But you also were carrying less weight, so the trade-off was there.
Mike,
I know, I'm teasing.
Come on,
I'm teasing.
And
no.
I just ate my grilled fish. I had some leftover. Do you ever have turbo fish?
I don't think so.
Turbo? I never heard of that. T-U-R-B-O-T.
Oh, turbo. Turbo.
Oh,
okay. No, I think you're right.
I don't know. Maybe it is turbo. I don't know. But it was at Fresh Market last night, and I asked him, what is it like? And he said it was like flounder. And so it was, you know, a little on the thinner side.
Yep.
But it was a little meatier maybe than flounder, but not much. And very good.
Now, how did you prepare it?
I prepared it. I drizzled very little olive oil on it, extra virgin olive oil. And then I used Shelley Walcott's Healthy Spice Solutions.
Oh, yes.
Made just for fish.
Her stuff is great.
And, you know, and I sprayed my pan. So, you know, I sprayed it and then put that stuff on it. And I actually baked it at 350 for about 8 or 9 minutes. And then I put it under the broiler to get it a little crispy on the top.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was
really
very
good, huh?
Very good. And then and normally, I mean, would you think of eating fish the next day?
Well, I don't like to reheat fish because it stinks the house up.
Well, you know what? I did it. I heated it up in Midtown. I was thinking,
good.
Oh, boy.
Stink the Beacon Building up, actually.
But you know what? No one knew it was fish.
No?
They didn't. It didn't have a smell at all.
Sure it wasn't tofu?
No, I'm telling you.
Tofu doesn't have bones, right?
Yeah, no. But it was pretty good. So, anyway.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, I have to confess that, you know, I usually try to get here by at least quarter of.
Yeah, you were a little late today.
On most days.
Because I'm up there waiting for you. And then I looked at the clock and I went, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, you better get used to that. I'm going to start showing up right about at noon.
Why?
We don't go on until 10 past because we have the news. Because I got a ticket yesterday, my first one. I knew it would happen eventually.
You did?
Because typically you have a 2-hour limit to park, you know, on the streets in the immediate business district. Because I think they'd just like to turn over the cars and bring new people in to do business and stuff. So because I get here at about 11:45, but don't leave here till about 2, that's 2 minutes and 15 seconds, which leaves me exposed for typically 15 minutes or maybe a little bit more.
I can tell you where to park.
Oh, you can?
Well, I park out here. And
well, don't say it on the air because they'll be looking for me. You can tell me off air. We can do this off air. But here's what I figure. It was a $10 ticket, and I figured I'd done about 30 shows, which basically has added now 30 cents a day to the $1.50 I normally pay, which is still not bad. But I figure they're going to be looking for me now. So
no.
I parked on the west side and walked over. No, I didn't do that. But I just, I don't want, you know. So you can tell me.
I don't
blame
you. I will tell you off the air the next break. I will tell you where to park. You know, it's funny because I know their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting to know their schedule.
You mean that where they walk to get
yes.
their tickets?
And I have it now on these two certain streets. I'm not going to say them.
Okay.
But they seem to have like a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every other day.
Oh.
And I know their routine now because I kind of figured it out. And I actually went like almost 2 weeks. And if Amanda's listening, she can vouch because I'm the queen mm-hmm. of tickets. I went 2 weeks without them, and I did exactly that. I would park one day here, the next day
Did you get a lot of
there.
Tickets?
Yeah.
$10 each. So, how frequently would you say, before you got this new system down, were you getting tickets?
Once or twice a week.
Oh, really? Oh, but you're here much longer. You're here for 6, 7, 8 hours,
maybe
right?
Maybe three.
Oh, my.
At least two.
It's 20 or 30 bucks a week in addition mm-hmm. to the $1.50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I need to hear.
I have a meter. But,
yeah.
And if I do go out, I will go to my meter and I'll mm-hmm. reset it, which you're not supposed to do, but I do it. I mean, everybody
right.
does it. Unless you see if you park right in front of the building.
Which I don't.
Right. Good.
Because I know that's sit and duck.
That is a sit and duck, exactly. Because
mm-hmm.
you know what they do? They'll mark your tire.
Yes.
And if you feed the meter like that, they'll give
see
you $25.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think that's tax deductible, getting parking tickets.
I don't think it is.
No. All right. Well. Anyway, I'm just a little skittish today.
I'm going to set you up.
Okay. If not, I'm not going to be showing up till right at noon.
Well, you know, I do every other, and mm-hmm. then I found a place where they don't even go at all.
Really?
Yep, and it's
right.
not far away. And you know,
Litchfield.
It's beautiful out right now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's nice out right now.
Yeah,
so,
it is. I don't mind walking.
You know, me neither.
No,
well,
I love
my
it.
Steps in. So.
Yes.
I'll
all right. Good. Well, we'll have a little meeting about that, but we'll have to do it by phone because my ticket today runs out at 1:58. Now we get off the air at about 1:56.
So you better fly out.
I am. I got it. Ticket yesterday at 1:59. So I stayed and talked the station owner came by yesterday, and I'd never met him before, so we sat and chatted with him for a couple minutes. Essentially, I should send him the ticket and have him pay it.
Good luck.
Do you think Courtney would mind that?
Yep.
He'd be very happy to do that for me, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm not going to speak for him. You never know.
No.
Courtney's a very nice man.
Yeah, it was fun to meet him yesterday.
Yeah.
He's an old-time radio guy like me, been doing it forever. We've been through a lot of wars.
40 years.
Yes, indeed.
So... I'm going to read you the today's food quote, and then you're going to tell me what the food holiday is.
Well, I don't have the food holiday list. I don't usually have that open because that's your part of the program.
No, I'm going to read the food quote.
Oh,
you're going to tell
this
me.
This is a quiz for me.
Sort of.
Got it. Okay.
Got it?
Give me the quote.
When the moon... I can't sing. So
when the moon's in the sky like a bright pizza pie, that's amore.
There you go. Thank you.
Right.
So what is the holiday today?
Love your food day or pizza day, probably.
It's pizza party day.
Pizza party day.
You know what's weird? My phone was just ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who was calling me? Of all people that knows I'm on the radio right now? Amanda.
Oh, she knows you're on the radio. And she's calling you right now.
It's kind of strange.
So it's pizza party day.
Pizza party
and,
day.
And what was that? Moonstruck was the movie with Cher. And who else was in that? That was being sung. You know, that's
no
you
idea.
Know who did that song originally?
No,
was I believe Dean Martin.
Okay,
pretty sure. I mean, I'm sure a million people have done it, but I think he had the big hit with it.
Do you know who the songwriter was?
Well, looking at that, would you have known?
No.
Well, I'm not going to know who it is.
But you seem to know a lot more than I do, so I'm just testing.
I would say Don Ameche.
Jack Brooks.
Yeah, I have
there
no
you go.
Idea.
I know.
He didn't sound Italian.
It's also...
Jack Brooks is not Italian. Jack Brooksino, maybe.
Yeah, it's Jack Brooks.
Come on, Jack Brooks.
That's Amore. He's the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And it's also National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Really one of the all-time classics.
It is a classic. And you make a great, well...
It's actually...
What is yours officially called?
It's called Chocolate Infinity, meaning endless chocolate, of course. And I use the Ghirardelli chocolates. So it's the very best.
It is to die for. Like, you know what, actually? When I make my 6 weeks, I want some of those cookies.
Really?
Yep.
When you've passed 6 weeks,
well,
haven't you?
No. I'm doing my 6 week challenge right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my 6 week challenge.
All right.
Of, you know.
You haven't been cranky during all this.
Right? I have more energy. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, I think it's because I'm eating all the right things. I'm not eating anything bad, which probably goes to show you. You know, when people say, you know, lots of people when they're on diets and they say, you know, bigger people, and they'll say, I don't eat that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I've been saying I've been eating healthy.
Yes.
But, you know, apparently I probably haven't. I mean, I've been watching what I've been eating. You've been seeing what I eat.
Yeah.
I do generally do. Mm-hmm. But I will nip here and there. And the nipping here and there obviously makes a difference, because I feel so good.
Yeah.
You know, just and more energy and just
There's a lot of good things happening in your life right now, and that happens to be one of them.
Yeah.
So when it all comes together, it's like, wow,
exactly.
I could do this forever. Where has this lifestyle and mindset been all my life?
True.
You know, but sometimes you appreciate it more at a little later stage in life.
And that's exactly like what Rocco preaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this is what you're supposed to feel. This is the feeling of, you know,
right,
feeling good.
So, I mean, the proof in the pudding will be, sorry to use a food analogy, but the proof in the pudding will be.
You don't need to say pudding. I'm just kidding.
It's fat-free pudding, just so you know. That you continue to do this and get on whatever maintenance process that Rocco puts you on, and
exactly.
and stay.
I'll be
there.
Interested with that. Is.
Well, yeah, me too.
That'll be interesting. But backtrack 1 second. When you said pudding, do you know what? My uncle is upstairs. You know, the whole family comes on Wednesdays and Fridays for lunch.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
they do. They're all up there right now. And Uncle Ray, when I was in Midtown heating up my lunch, he says, "Oh, I brought some dessert today." I go, "Oh, Uncle Ray, I'm on a diet, strict diet. I can't. No." It's fat-free, sugar-free, because he's diabetic, and my cousin's diabetic as well.
Right.
They have pumps and everything. Mm-hmm. So he says, no, they're fat-free and sugar-free. I'm like, what is it? And he says, this is new thing that they do. It's pudding shots, they are.
Really?
They're pudding shots.
What are they, like little shot glasses or something?
They got them in little ramekins with the covers. They're all up there. I was actually
going
to bring you down one. I should have.
Yeah, I'm not diabetic, and I'm not dieting, so.
I'm going to go grab you one at the break.
No, you don't have to do that.
I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Because Uncle Ray will be very happy that someone's eating one of his pudding.
You'd make him think that it's you.
But it had alcohol in it, and I said, I'm not.
Oh, it has alcohol in it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a shot.
What kind of alcohol do we know?
I think it's, some of them are vodka and some of them are Bailey's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it can't be that much.
No, it's a little thing.
I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy. I'm going to go get you a shot. We're going to go on break.
Wow.
Listening to Food for Thought.
I'm doing shots with Carol Lawrence.
No. Carol is not doing shots.
And there'll be no photographs, by the way. Folks, put your cell phones away.
Oh, you just gave me an idea.
Of course.
Thank
I did.
You. You're listening to Food for Thought 107.7. We're going to go on a short break. When we come back, comedy cold cuts.
Oh,
so
boy.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
No, lunchtime is shot time. We'll get to that here in a second after I tell you that Food for Thought with Carol and Mike is brought to you every day by Grasshopper's Garden Center, where the customer comes first, 728 New River Road in New Boston. Also, Express Jewelry Center, South Main in Concord, ExpressJewelryNH.com, precision repair and sales. All right, it's 1230, The Pulse, WTPL 1077. And you were telling me a few moments ago that your Uncle Ray, was it?
Yes, he made some pudding shots. He made chocolate
pudding
and
shots.
Lemon. You know what? I just made the choice of chocolate. I thought
that was a good choice.
Chocolate was probably safer than.
Yeah, I mean, lemon's okay because I do love limoncello. But so explain.
Do you like limoncello? I'm not a limoncello.
I do. Well, I mean, I don't have it every day.
No, of course
well,
not.
Well, actually, I do. But that's another issue I've got. So what I this is a little cup, probably about 2 ounces. And it looks like it was frozen. It's very firm. And
yes.
And it's very cold. And I thought it would be something I would just hoist back and suck down, but you brought me a spoon.
Well, Uncle Ray gave me the spoon because he said it might have gotten a little loose. Is it loose or not?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, you gotta slurp it down.
I think I'm going to slurp it down because it's Friday, which is casual Friday, which means when you're eating, you don't have to use utensils. You go to dress to work casually, and you can eat casually. So this sugar-free Jell-O shot contains some kind of unidentified liquor, we think.
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's Bailey's.
I think that one probably is Bailey's.
It smells like a mudslide a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I love. All right, so I'm going to Mike
doesn't know Mike. I'm videoing this.
Oh, I do now, huh? Here it goes, baby, down the hatch.
Go. Oh, my gosh, you should see him, listeners. Oh, can you hear him? Oh, my gosh, listen to him. Oh, he's dripping down the side of his mouth.
Oh, no.
Wipe your mouth.
Do I look like I have a chocolate Fu Manchu now?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was so good. Uncle Ray, I want to be in your family.
I better wipe off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, look, it's the Shroud of Turin.
Look at this. Okay.
All right. If I was an artist, I have all this chocolate on my napkin from wiping my face. This could be a piece of art at the Courier.
Okay. I'm stopping the
video. You turn it off now? Okay. Well, there it is. I just did my first pudding shot in my entire radio career, and I'm feeling so drunk right now.
Oh, brother.
But there's a little bit left, so I will be sucking that down.
Okay.
All right. So that kind of goes along with our comedy cold cuts segment.
You know what it does?
Which
right here, Mike.
Right there. Right here. Okay, I'm wiping my. Oh yeah. Oh my God.
See?
I really missed a lot. Wow. Okay. All right. So here we go. Got the comedy cold cuts, and I think it was Wednesday this week was Eat Whatever You Want Day, as opposed to last week, which was Don't Bother Dieting Day or something like that. So the theme today is sort of similar with the comedians. And our first segment is by my favorite food comedian. In fact, really the only guy that almost exclusively talks about food in his routines, Jim Gaffigan. This is when he was on with Conan O'Brien, a little segment from the Conan O'Brien show. And for some reason, Jim Gaffigan goes on a rant about kale here on The Pulse.
Kale. I know your wife. Your wife is a very healthy eater.
Yes.
And does she got you? Is she got you trying to be healthy?
I mean, you know, there's times, you know, when I feel like I just gave up. I mean, you know, at times I feel like I'm trying to get fat. You know, like a couple nights ago I was eating a pint of ice cream and I finished it because I'm American, you know. The lid and I threw it away because I'm not a quitter, right? And because I care about the environment. I was conserving energy by not refreezing it. And
I've never heard that argument. That's fantastic.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I was eating a pint of ice cream in sweatpants like a man.
Yeah.
And my wife came in the room. She was like, Jim, are you going to eat an entire pint of ice cream by yourself? And I was like, hopefully. Yeah. Unless you selfishly want a bite. She was like, Jim, you have a 9-year-old daughter. Don't you want to be at her wedding? And I was like, not really. No.
No?
Wait, is there going to be ice cream at her wedding?
How would attending a wedding, why would that be an incentive? You know, it's like, don't you die in 18 years. There's an awkward party you have to pay for. I need you to write a check.
So she wants you. She wants you to live a long time.
Yeah, no, I love my wife, and I love the fact that I have someone that's looking out for me, and she wants me to live longer. But, you know, we all want to live longer, but how long, right? I mean, you ever see old people? I mean, really old people. They always have that look on their face, like, I can't believe I'm still here. I would have eaten so much more ice cream. Why did I ever consume kale? You know?
Kale?
Kale, can we stop with the kale propaganda?
Kale has become, I never heard of kale, and then in the last couple of years, it's kale.
It tastes like bug spray. I looked at a can of bug spray, and it said made with real kale. But kale is so good for you. It's just a trend, right? Kale is so good for you. You know, they could find out kale cures cancer, and I would still be like, I'm just going to do the chemo. You know?
You bring up a really good point because every time I eat anything now, it's got kale in it. I don't know,
right.
I don't know if it's like a California thing or it's also in New York. They put kale everywhere.
Well, and it's also people brag. It's just a health trend. Like there's a new health trend every 6 months. There's a new milk every 2 weeks. You know, like you're not supposed to drink cow's milk. Don't drink cow's milk. You should drink soy milk. And they discovered soy milk is all estrogen. They're like, you should drink soy milk unless you want your sons to have testicles. You know, you should drink rice milk. And they discovered. It's like drinking carbs, and they're like, you should drink almond milk because almonds make milk. Unless you have
nut allergy, then you should drink hemp milk, which is like a nut-free almond milk that's made from rope. And if you don't like that, you can try this new milk that's called cow's milk. Very big in Europe.
But I don't know. I did discover that I'm gluten-free. I don't know if anyone's gluten-free here.
Now, wait, you discovered that you're allergic to gluten? Or?
Well, I was lying. That person's a communist. People that are allergic to gluten are just like anybody else in this country, except for they're allergic to wheat. The amber waves of grain, Conan. Doesn't mean they don't love this country. It just means they can't stomach the purple mountain's majesty. Those are the people we should be screening at the airport.
Yeah. Right?
Are you gluten-free slash a terrorist?
That's pretty rough.
I don't know. It's a good idea, really.
Now, well, now that you arch your eyebrows like that, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Why not?
So you are so gluten-free. You live that way. That's tough.
I'm trying to do the healthy thing, but it's just, you know, I think it's Whole Foods. Right? I blame Whole Foods. They're just bored at Whole Foods. They're like, all right, what else can we sell these idiots? Give me a plant. Not that one. That's poison ivy. Wait, can we make milk out of that? You know? They're just like, kale, kelp, charge $20 for it. And we're like, all right, okay. We don't care.
They don't know.
We don't know.
Well, there you go. That's Jim Gaffigan on the Conan O'Brien show.
That's awesome.
He's so funny.
Hilarious.
Now, he did mention almond milk. Do you buy that or do you like it or drink it?
I am not a milk person. I do not
any
like
kind
milk.
Of milk, huh?
But, you know, when I was doing like my smoothies and, you know, some, what was I doing that I did need to add a little bit of milk and mm-hmm. I did get almond milk.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would get.
Yeah, Barb's had me buying that for her lately, and I mean, I don't normally drink it unless all the other cow milk in the house is gone. And it's fine. I mean, it's obviously more expensive, but you just try not to drink as much of it. And there's right. so many different kinds. When I go to the store, what I have to do is, when I'm doing the shopping, I have to take a picture of it and then text it to her. Is this the kind you want? Do you want unsweetened? Do you want coconut? Do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want only 30 carbs or 60, you know, the whole deal. There's like 10 different kinds.
There is a
of
million
diamond.
Different kinds.
But it's okay. It's good and it's perfect if you are lactose intolerant, because then you can at least not be uncomfortable if you like milk and you want some in your cereal or your coffee.
It's just, you know, you go to Market Basket and you see the wall of milk, how much?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's
the
just
wall
crazy.
Of milk. It's like the green, it's the white monster like a Fenway Park.
Did you see
Park.
The different kinds of creamers they
oh,
have?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Did you ever just go and get Band-Aids? I'm serious right now.
No,
I
haven't done
regular,
a medical recon mission lately.
I'm telling you, you just need to go get like a regular, normal mm-hmm. box of Band-Aids. Remember the box of Band-Aids when
yeah.
you were a kid?
It was metal and would kind of snap shut.
Remember? Yeah.
Right? Now they're cardboard paper boxes.
But there's a million different kinds.
Yeah.
You can't find normal Band-Aids.
Really?
I'm telling you.
I'm
going
to have to check that out.
Next time, you look at the Band-Aids.
That sounds like
many
a column for my National Telegraph
I'm telling
section.
You, there's mm-hmm. so many Band-Aids.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Not sure how we got there, but, you know, when you go to these stores, it's just too much of everything.
There is.
Just go to your local, go to Bunnies. Get what you need at Bunnies, right? Get something simple you need.
See, that's why I like Fresh Market.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's small. I go in, mm-hmm. get what you need, come out, you know.
Yeah. No, I like Fresh Market.
More money.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. It's in Bedford,
it definitely
right?
is, yes.
Aren't they putting up a Whole Foods right near there?
Yes, right next door.
I'm hoping that the competition brings prices down at both stores, but I think they'll maybe just decide that, well, both be expensive, and, you know, people in Bedford have dough, so here we go. Let's move on to our next segment on Whatever You Eat Whatever You Want Day. This is a comedian by the name of Ted Alexandro, and his topic is healthy eating.
Ooh.
People go on weird diets, though, you know? I like the diet where you could eat as much as you want. That's my favorite. It's always, like, real specific things, like from 9 to 12, you could eat asparagus as much as you want. And you can just eat as much as you want. Then from 12 to 7, you drink water as much as you want. You could just drink as much as you want. Then from 7 to whenever you go to bed, you cry. You just cry as much as you want because you're starving. You're really hungry. And you're going to want to cry. Not easy to eat healthy, though, right? I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So that the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would... So, Ma, do we get two sides with the turkey? Is it two or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. You know, I've been eating here a long time, right? All right? Yes, I have. I think the biggest thing at my family parties is deciding what we're going to do with the plastic forks. You know what I mean? Are we keeping the forks? Are we going to keep the forks? Because you can wash them. You wash them and you use them again. Okay, so we're going to throw the cups, but we're keeping the forks. We're going to keep them because you can wash them. And you can tell how old you are based on how you feel about the forks. Because when I was younger, I was like, throw the damn forks. Who cares? We'll get more. On behalf of the entire kiddie table, we say, the forks.
It's Ted Alexander. It's so funny that that we would have that selection because last weekend we had company over for Mother's Day and decided I did a cookout, so we didn't want to use the regular porcelain plates, and we didn't have any of the cheap throwaway cardboard paper plates, but we did have some really nice throwaway plastic plates, and I thought they were too nice just to throw away and too wasteful. They were thick. They looked nice. So I said, you know what? I'm going to recycle these. I'm going to wash them real good, and we're going to use them next time. I mean, I know that sounds like I'm, you know, a cheap Yankee, you know, guy. But and then I said, let's try that, because the silverware, the fake silverware, was like coated. It was silver, so it looked like it was really silverware.
Oh, they look like the real one, yeah.
Yeah. So I said, well, you know, I probably shouldn't put the plates in the microwave because they might kind of buckle, but let me experiment with the plastic forks. And they came out great. So I just thought they were a little too nice and too wasteful to throw away. First time I've ever done that. And I'm confessing it in front of all these people right now.
You are, and I think you're pretty brave.
That's how I roll, Carol. You should know that by now.
All right. Okay.
All right, so
I'm not even going to say anything.
We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with our final selection on Comedy Cold Cuts today. We'll go to Jon Stewart's Daily Show, and he's always pretty outrageous on no matter what the topic is. And we have a trivia question for you. The category is road trips.
Ooh,
and food.
I like that.
It's The Pulse Friday. Carol and Mike, Food for Thought, and Comedy Cold Cuts back in a minute on WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Beautiful Friday, and it is Friday. I think that's the key word here today. And we are in the middle of Comedy Cold Cuts, Mike's segment. And you always come through, Mike, I have to say.
You're okay with everything we do?
I am.
Oh,
I love it.
Well,
I really love it. It's fun.
It is fun to pick a theme and go with it. Before we jump back in, I want to tell everybody the show is brought to you by Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street, Manchester, and Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford and Londonderry. You were away, I think, the weekend you were visiting your mom in Florida a couple weeks ago. And on Friday, we talked to, of that week, the number one Mexican restaurant chef in Chicago, Rick Bayless.
Yes.
He was just a terrific guest, and I was telling you, he's like 61 years old, and he does all this hot yoga, and he's incredible shape. So I just noticed on Facebook, my niece, who lives in Chicago, just was taking a yoga class and saw Rick Bayless in doing yoga.
That's cool.
So I said, I'm going in October because I'm a justice of the peace, and she's getting married, so I said, you don't pay me, but take me to one of Rick Bayless's restaurants.
There you go.
I'll bring my yoga tight little shorts along.
Go to yoga.
Yeah,
who knows?
Exactly. Ha, namaste. I'm going to do that downward dog. Oh! That hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, back to Comedy Cold Cuts,
ladies
and gentlemen. Our final selection as we celebrate Wednesday Eat Whatever You Want Day. Jon Stewart, of course, will be leaving very soon if he hasn't already, right? Isn't he leaving The Daily Show? Anyway, or you know who I'm thinking of? Well, he is leaving.
Yeah, he is.
He is leaving, just like Stephen Colbert and, you know, David Letterman's last show is next Wednesday.
Right.
So Jon Stewart, and this is his commentary called The Snacks of Life.
The I Don't Give a approach is getting a lot of traction in the fast food community.
What could be better than Golden Corral's piping hot and delicious yeast rolls? How about six free yeast rolls to take home? Cotton Candy and the Chocolate Wonderfall, both part of our Endless Buffet.
Every round of Friday's Endless Apps can be a different Endless App.
Olive Garden's new buy one, take one. Go for dinner tonight and take home a second entree for later.
Later? You went there for dinner. Are you worried you'll get lightheaded unless you have a spare dinner for the ride home? Which Olive Garden are you going to? You can choose one that's close to you and isn't such a far drive. You need a second dinner. There's almost as many Olive Gardens as there are Starbucks. Idea for a business. Combo pasta and coffee chain restaurant. Olive Bucks. Featured menu item, the Venti Rosemary Mocha Alfredo. 3,000 calories of, oh my God.
There you go, Jon Stewart from The Daily Show. And the snacks of life. So the entire Lawrence family, including Uncle Ray, Mr. Jello Shots himself, is up there watching.
They are.
I think he added a little extra Bailey's because he knew that I was going to be consuming that. All right, so we have enough time, Carol, to do a quick trivia question. All right.
Sounds good.
Red Arrow gift certificate and Integrity Fit, too.
Red Arrow, Jay's Tavern, Integrity Fit Month. Yes.
All right, here we
Great
go.
Great package.
All right, the number is 866-823-1077. This was voted as the number one snack that people will take on road trips.
Ooh.
So you're taking a family, or maybe you got a two-hour drive up to the White Mountains or wherever you're going to go. This was voted as the number one snack that people will take on road trips.
This is so funny because, you know, you read that and boom, popped into my head. So I'm
write it down
very
and show it to me
to see.
I guarantee that it is not what you think it is. Number is toll free 866-823-1077. Dining and no, not even close.
We have Barbara on the line.
Hello, Barbara. May I call you Babs?
Sure.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hi, Barbara. Okay.
How are you?
Well, good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's Friday.
Yay!
I know.
All
Friday
right.
and the week.
Barbara, here's the question. This was voted as the number one snack that people will take on road trips.
Peanut butter crackers.
Interesting, because Carol thought it was some kind of crackers, too. Cheez-Its. It is not peanut butter crackers. Do we have anybody else standing by, or can I give her some clues?
You can give her some clues.
All right, give you a little bit of clue here. Okay, there was a very famous wrestler who actually was a spokesperson for this type of product. I think it was Randy Macho Man Savage. Hoo yeah! And he was a spokesperson.
What was his name? Randy what?
I think it was Randy Macho Man Savage. I believe he was the one that was a spokesperson.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm so sorry, Barbara. Oh. We gave you two tries. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Debbie is on the line.
All right, Debbie, after the clue I gave, I hope that you know the answer to the number one snack that people take on road trips.
I hope so. Pretzels?
It is not pretzels. Not even close.
Sorry.
It is gluten-free, I can tell you that much. So it's
okay.
No kind of cracker. But thank you for your try.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, same to you.
Take on road trips.
We still have room for you at 866-823-1077. We've cleared the lines. You can get through right now if you call. This was voted as the number one snack that people will take on the road or road trips. And as I mentioned, Randy Macho Man Savage, I believe, was a spokesperson for this type of product. I haven't seen it lately, but not in the distant past, not too far distant past. So no idea, huh?
I have zero idea. I don't know why I was thinking Cheez-Its. You know, Cheez-Its in the little Ziploc bag.
Right. Well, I mean, those are popular.
And pretzels,
and
peanut butter crackers.
And I was a little surprised, too. That's why I thought it would be a good trivia question. And apparently it is, because...
We have Mike on the line.
Mike, buddy, help us
out. Hey, Brad, how are you doing?
Hi, what is it, man?
Slim Jims.
I'm going to give it to you close enough. It's beef jerky.
Really?
Yep. Beef jerky voted as the number one snack that people will take on the road
trip. I remember Randy Macho Man doing a Slim Jim commercial.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Nice. Give us your best Macho Man impersonation, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy. We're gonna. What are we hooking him up with there?
We are hooking you up with Red Arrow gift certificate. We're going to hook you up with a Jay's Tavern gift certificate and a month free at Integrity Health. And you can pass it on if you'd like.
Okay, cool beans.
All right, so don't go away.
Yeah, stay on the line and give Bob your info.
All right. Yeah, the answer is beef jerky. You know, I lived in Michigan. And when you drive into northern Michigan or parts of northern New England, there are places, there are roadside stands that sell beef jerky, reindeer jerky, turkey jerky, every kind of jerky that you can imagine.
Reindeer jerky.
Reindeer jerky because,
oh,
you
I don't know. That doesn't sound nice.
Oh, reindeer no, it's very anti-Christmas and all that.
I don't know. Reindeer. Ugh.
So there it is. I was surprised to hear that. I would have thought, like you, it would be some kind of a, you know, a cracker. You said Cheez-Its.
Well, because, you know, I'm thinking of kids in the car.
Right.
I mean, you don't give kids beef jerky.
Well, maybe you didn't. What kind of parent were you?
I guess a bad one. I don't know. Do you like beef jerky?
I do. I don't have it that often. I like Slim Jims because it's easier to chew than when you get the big slabs that people have made at home in their personal hydrators.
Right. I'm not a jerky eater, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I don't hear any. It's time for news music. We got about a minute to go until we have to take a break. Yeah, seriously. And I think parts of northern New England also sell those kinds of jerky, but especially in northern Michigan. Every kind of protein or animal. I think like even a trout jerky. I mean, it's just insane. And by the way, it's so good and so popular that I had some shipped home to friends because you can't get some of that stuff here in southern New Hampshire. I mean, not roadside version. I'm sure you can go into a lot of stores that carry wild game type products and get it. But it's good.
There was some vendors at the Made in New Hampshire Expo that was selling jerky. There was, but you know, it's not my thing, so I kind of didn't go near the table.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think it'd be that bad for you. It's protein, and it's, you know, all the life has been sucked out of it pretty much. I think you could have that. We'll ask Rocco when he's here on Monday.
Yeah, you know, that is a good question.
All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk to Adam Richman from TV Fame, Man vs. Food, following
so
news, The Pulse, 107.7 FM. Be right back.